The U.S. knew Israel was going to launch a counterattack against Iran. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Italy's foreign minister confirms that at a G7 meeting of nations. The U.S. was given advance notice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there was no American involvement, as he also condemned Iran for what prompted Israel's retaliation, last week's drone and missile attack.
The G7 statement makes clear that G7 countries will adopt additional sanctions or other measures in the days ahead.
The Israeli strike appears to be in central Iran, near an airbase, close to a nuclear facility. But Iranian media says the explosions heard was Iran air defense shooting down drones.
The nature of the strike last night was such that Iranian state TV downplayed its impact as punitive. Some officials denied it even happened at all. The reports there made no mention of Israel, and one Iranian official told Reuters that there was no plan for Iran to respond.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House in New York City. Those anti-Israel protests were broken up at Columbia University, where a Gaza solidarity encampment was removed. Police made more than 100 arrests. Some students have been suspended, including the daughter of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Former President Trump has just arrived at court again in New York, where a jury has already been chosen for his first criminal trial. Fox's Eric Shawn reports from the courthouse.
By the end of the day, they hope to get the five remaining alternate jurors picked and seated, and that means they can kick off with opening statements in this trial on Monday. The jury does include one man who does follow the former president on Truth Social, but it also includes a woman who called him, quote, selfish and self-serving.
A new Fox News poll has the former president tied with President Biden in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin ahead of the rematch. There's a 6-point Trump lead in Georgia, and the poll says the former president has a 3-point edge in Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
When Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke, he was in Italy at a meeting with our G7 allies, where they are also drumming up more support for Ukraine, battling Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion.
Putin thinks that he can outweigh Ukraine and outweigh Ukraine's supporters. The message coming out of Capri is he can't.
Now, a bill to provide $61 billion in new U.S. military aid to Ukraine could be approved by the House this weekend. They'll consider separate bills for foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan.
With some Republicans pushing to kill a procedural vote known as the rule to keep it from even making it to the floor, Democrats are thinking about stepping in.
We want this to pass. We think it needs to pass, and we think it needs to pass now. And I believe you will see the support of efforts that accomplish that end.
Former House Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The majority party traditionally is the only one to vote for a rule, even if members of the minority party support the bill. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Biden administration has finalized new rules today, revising Title IX education regulations to expand protection for women from discrimination to LGBTQ students. Changes do not include a provision originally planned that would have blocked schools from banning transgender athletes. There's an update on what caused 911 service outages in four states.
Workers installing a light pole in Missouri cut into a fiber line, knocking out 911 service for emergency agencies in Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota. The mistake was reported by the company that operates the fiber line Thursday. It was damaged Wednesday in Kansas City, Missouri, which wasn't impacted. Problems with 911 calls in a Texas city along the U.S. border with Mexico were unrelated. The outages created confusion for people trying to reach several communications agencies Wednesday night. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.